Nice to call customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Loretta Stout. My bank card was hit for $59 to you guys. I just talked to the fraudulent department, and they said to contact you guys and stop the payment because it was not authorized.
Okay, man. Can I have your zip code?
28609.
In your first and last name?
Loretta Stout.
Can you spell the last name for me?
Can I spell the what?
Can you spell your last name for me?
The last name, Stout.
Okay, we don't have a Loretta Stout. We have a William Stout.
Yep, that's my husband. It's the same card.
And can you verify the address for me?
1685 Robert Martin Road, Catawba, North Carolina.
Okay, you said you talked to the fraud department.
To the fraudulent department on for my bank account, yes.
Okay, do you know
and
what
they
date?
said, do what? I'm sorry?
Do you know what date you talked to them?
Today, just now, like 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
He done a thing online that's just been for a toolbox for $2 shipping and handling, and it turned out it's you guys, Regimen Fitness in Texas, for $60, and it's not authorized for a $60 charge.
Okay, man, we're okay. The only thing that we have on you is an account. We don't charge you for the product. Whatever survey you did or internet content, the company is charging you. We're not charging you. We just have an account. We just have the customer's account. Now you say you talked to the fraud department. The only thing I can do is cancel the account.
I mean, do whatever you need to do, but it's showing on my bank as activity for today for $59, and I think it's 87 cents.
Yes, it's for a monthly subscription. So what it's basically doing, if a customer don't call in to, you know, cancel the account, it basically charges them every month of that. It's a monthly subscription. So they charge you a monthly subscription until you call in and cancel. Now, I don't know when was this done, because it doesn't say when it was made or when your husband made this subscription, but it's basically a subscription. And you
okay,
see,
well, cancel whatever you need to cancel, because I'm not paying $60 for something that I don't want or need, or some bull crap that popped up for a $2 shipping is all you're supposed to be paying, and then the bank account's hit for $60. So cancel whatever you need to cancel.
Okay, ma'am, I can cancel the account. Okay, I do have the account canceled, and I also have a confirmation number for you. Would you like to write the confirmation number down?
Hold on 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the confirmation number?
C as in cat, 920-745-804. And you should receive it. Well, your husband, because it's up on his line, he should receive an email saying that account being canceled with a confirmation number.
Mhm. And who will the come from?
Let me see where it's coming from.
Because it'll come in an email, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Is his email
okay,
address?
It's what?
Is it superchevytruck@yahoo.com?
Super Saver Truck.
No, Super Chevy. C-H-E-V-Y. It says
Super Chevy.
Yes, Super Chevy Truck at yahoo.com. That's what it say by the email.
Okay, that's our email.
Okay. Well, that's the email that's going back to. And it should just say like a confirmation, or it should say reminder.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you might get it through a text instead of email. Because
okay.
it do have the phone number, 828-312-966.
Yes.
Okay, well, you should receive a text message saying that you got it's a confirmation number and account has been canceled. If you don't get that email, that's why I went on and gave you the confirmation number just in case. If you was to have a problem again, you can verify the confirmation number and they can look the account up and let you know that the account has been canceled. But I did cancel the account.
Okay, and this is the account that's charging $59?
Yes, that's the only thing that's showing.
For okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Customer service. You have a great day.
One more thing. Is that going to reverse the charge?
Okay.
Or am I going to have to call the bank?
You already called the fraud department. So in order to receive a refund, you will need to, whoever you talk to the fraud department, you will need to have them to call us with both you guys on the phone, and that way we can verify the refund back to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.